Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Customer Lifetime Value Unlocks 10x Revenue Growth. Now let's get started with today's show. Most businesses are like treasure hunters searching for gold in distant lands while sitting on a gold mine in their own backyard. They obsess over finding new customers, spending countless hours and dollars on acquisition, while completely ignoring the wealth that exists right under their nose. What if I told you your average customer could be worth 10 times more than you think they are? Here's what most entrepreneurs miss. When we think about customer value, we see that first transaction, $20 for a meal, $50 for a consultation, $4 for a coffee. But that's like judging a book by reading only the first page. The real magic happens when you understand customer lifetime value, the total revenue one customer generates over their entire relationship with your business. Think about it this way. That customer isn't just buying once. They're potentially buying dozens, even hundreds of times over months or years. The formula is beautifully simple. Average purchase amount times purchase frequency times customer lifespan. Most businesses are missing 80% of their potential revenue because they're only focused on that initial transaction. But here's where it gets really interesting. The data tells us a powerful story. Acquiring new customers costs 5 times more than keeping the ones you already have. Just increasing your retention rate by 5% can boost your profits by 25 to 95%. And loyal customers, they spend 67% more than new ones after 31 months. Let me paint you a picture. Sarah owned a small coffee shop and thought each customer was worth $4 per visit. She was spending most of her marketing budget trying to attract new faces through the door. Then she started tracking her data. She discovered that her regular customers weren't just coming once. They were visiting 3 times a week for an average of 2 years. Sarah's actual customer lifetime value wasn't $4. It was $1,248 per customer. That revelation changed everything. Sarah shifted her focus from hunting for new customers to nurturing the relationships she already had. She created a loyalty program, remembered regular customers, names and orders, and sent personalized offers on birthdays and anniversaries. Here's what you can do today. Calculate your customer lifetime value using that simple formula. Then take 20% of your marketing budget and redirect it from acquisition to retention. Start treating your existing customers like the gold mine they are, because the greatest growth often comes not from finding new treasure, but from fully mining the treasure you've already discovered. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.